Freshman year, I wrote an article about my qualms with SGA. In the article, one of my main qualms was SGA's Olleyville website. I thought it put aesthetics over functionality, and I didn't like it. I thought it was not useful for the student body to connect with its, you know, main branch of government over the internet. So when I heard that they hired a CTO, a chief technology officer, to specifically redesign Olleyville, I got excited. I couldn't wait to see what the output was. I'm even more excited now to be able to sit down with SGA's chief technology officer, Augustine Ferrero, class of 21, for a conversation about his work on SGA in the Olleyville website and, you know, how that whole process went. So, Augustine, welcome to Headlines from the Hill.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Jake.
Yeah. So the first question I have for you, where I wanted to start our conversation, was how did you first get involved with SGA? How did that process go? Was it like, did you reach out? Did they reach out to you?
So I sent out an application to SGA over the summer. And, you know, I actually had no prior experience with, I've had like a little bit of experience, but not a whole lot with web design. But I am, you know, a CS major, and one thing about that is just adaptability. So I figured, all right, it probably won't be that bad. And so I submitted my application, and turns out that they hired somebody else for them for the position, but they stepped down. So I was actually the next person they contacted. And so that's how I got involved in SGA. Just funny considering, like, most of the time I've spent on campus historically these past 4 years, I have not known a thing about SGA. I don't know any of the, I didn't know any of the works about Senate or like all the different branch coordinators or like what the powers of SGA were. I was, you know, was pretty ignorant to the whole process, and then suddenly I'm, you know, a member of that with a pretty fancy title. So, yeah.
Wonderful. As part of the application, did they like specify that they wanted somebody to redesign the website? Was that like made clear?
No. Okay. The one of the questions was simply, what do you plan to do with Olleyville?
Okay.
And the basis of work from the beginning was simply that, you know, SGA is looking for unification with the student body because SGA wants to advocate correctly and most efficiently with the students. And they understand that, you know, like, I myself understand this firsthand. Not everybody goes to school here, yeah, and then beelines for involvement in government. Like, most people... so a lot of people keep their heads down, focus on their classes, and they don't necessarily have time for that. And they wanted somebody who can interact with Olleyville in a way that made it, you know, fresh and clean, and as you might understand, like, something that was accessible for students. And when you say that the old Olleyville prioritized aesthetics over functionality, I would wholeheartedly agree. Mm-hmm. We can get into, you know, my qualms with the old Olleyville in a bit, but, like, there was nothing in the initial application that specified that they wanted somebody to redesign Olleyville.
Okay. I will say I'm very happy with the new Olleyville website. I think you did a great job with it. I think it puts functionality, I would say, on a pretty equal level with aesthetics. But, you know, let's get into your qualms with the old Olleyville website right now. What was your sort of primary qualm? And what was the primary thing that you wanted to sort of fix, I guess, in designing the new Olleyville?
The old Olleyville was a mess. It was, it was like, you, man, like, it was, okay, so it was hosted on WordPress, and, you know, a lot of people use WordPress just fine, and it's totally okay. Like, if you actually go to the official, like, stoloff.edu, that's a WordPress site. Mm. Other people can manage WordPress fine. But the first thing I noticed is somebody with access to, like, all the back-end materials, like, all the different pages that have been deactivated and the photos that were no longer in use. It's just how much, like, build-up, almost like plaque there was in the site. There was pictures from 2013. There were sites that were relevant in 2012. Like, there was forms that hadn't been filled out and were no longer needed since, like, 2015. Like, these things that, like, still existed in the back-end and kind of bloated all the architecture that nobody had deleted. They probably had archived it because they were hoping they could just like reuse that for a later purpose. Okay. You know, later on.
Yeah.
But it made my job pretty hard when someone was like, I remember like someone was like, hey, So for the senatorial election in the fall, which was hosted on the old Olleyville, they wanted me to put in another field with one of the other person, one of the people running for ballot, because they weren't included on the webpage showcasing all the candidates.
Yeah.
And I'm like, okay, sure, I'll go find their information and put it on the website. And then 3 hours later, after digging through, like, this, like, Pan's Labyrinth of information, basically, like, fought off a goddamn, like, centaur at that point. But, like, I found it, and I put it on the website, and that was, like, the first step in me, like, being like, okay, maybe something needs to be just completely hard reset here.
Yeah.
And later on, there was, you know, we had the whole admin team put together. Everybody in SGA was in, and they wanted me to update the page so that it would reflect accurately who was in student government.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember I worked for probably 4 or 5 hours wrangling with WordPress to figure out which widget or form held all this information.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm alone in the SGA office when suddenly WordPress crashes, and I lose all of my work from the past X hours, in addition to the homepage being deactivated. I had no idea why the homepage would be deactivated. I probably did something very weird, and people who, you know, work with WordPress probably are listening to this and are cringing, but I don't know, maybe I'm too much of a pea brain to understand how to use WordPress, but goddamn, I am not about to use WordPress if I don't have the mental capacity for it, or if it's going to crash on me after 4 hours of work.
Sounds fair.
Yeah. So,
so you started from scratch.
I did start some, I started from scratch. Okay. I was thinking about, like, which hosts to use.
Yeah.
And I'd always been blasted on, like, YouTube and other platforms with advertisements for Wix. And I was like, well, I mean, all right, I know this, like, platform exists, so I'll just give it a try. And I was really happy with it. Just even from the start, like, it was something that a lot of people could use. I don't think you really need a whole lot of web design to be able to understand how Wix works on a basic level.
Mm-hmm.
And from there, it's just a matter of, like, teaching yourself its architecture and all that. It is very, very visual. There's not a whole lot of stuff going on. Like, there's not, like, a front end of the page that's displayed to everybody and then a back end that dictates the content. It's more so that the two are one and the same. Like, if you want, like, a box that has text in it, you can literally drag a box and then put text on the box.
Yeah.
And that's it. There's nothing, there's no field in, like, the, like, back pages of the site that you need to edit. It's just, it's all very visual. You can drag and drop. You can click and put wherever you want. You can resize. You can scale it for mobile versions. It's, like, it's very easy. And if you can't find what you need, you just have a search bar and, like, you can search for it that way.
Yeah.
So at that point, it was just a matter of copying over all the data from the old site, which was in itself kind of a grueling process.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Yeah. Insert ad for Wix here.
Oh, honestly, I'm a shill for Wix at this point. It's an incredible, it's a pretty good platform, and I'm probably gonna use it again in the future. So.
Nice. So when you were using Wix and transferring everything over, how long was that whole process?
Well, I probably started in, like, November.
Okay.
Or maybe even October, but somewhere around then. And it's been a long process. We only published this last Monday.
Yeah.
And even then, that was, like, a whole weird thing to get into that. But there's still a few pages that need to be filled out. Like, the Senate has some initiatives, like the Greater Than campaign and the Student Task Force Against Racism, I think it's called, need to be given pages.
Mm-hmm.
But aside from that, each page, like, took a bit of time. Like, you know, each of the branches, for example, have their own needs. Like, the After Dark Committee relies mostly on Facebook and Instagram to do all their messaging.
Mm-hmm.
So on Olleyville, they didn't really have anything. They had some kind of, like, decrepit page that for some reason also held information from PAC. I don't really know why. So with that, I just completely forgot about whatever the heck was on the old Olleyville and just made a simple little page with a Facebook and an Instagram button. Then you get to something like the PAWS, or you get to something like the Political Awareness Committee. And those are like the PAWS is like 15 million forms. And for that, the one thing I didn't like about Wix is that they have a paywall behind like forms.
I mean, they have a paywall for being able to, like, get rid of the Wix ads at the top of the page, and obviously we had to pay that one so that our page is more professional. But then they also have a paywall for being able to use forms. So as a base, you can only use 5 built-in Wix forms with, like, 8 buttons each, and obviously that's not going to fit our scale.
Yeah.
So I had to make a bunch of Google forms for places like the Paws that have, you know, their like, large order form, their gift certificate form, their illness report form. They have a bunch of forms. And then for the Political Awareness Committee, there was a whole bunch of pages, just like manuals and libraries that they have assembled over the years. And I wanted to make sure that I preserved the integrity of the original information. And also kept, like, the cool, like, touches that they had on each of their pages. Like if you were to read the writing that was on the original Pause page and now on the Pause that exists now, there's a little bit of, like, sass to it, which is really cool. I think it's like, very cool, deliberate choice on the Pause to be, like, You know, we know you want us, is one of the things they have somewhere there.
Nice.
And the pack has some cool, like, graphics that they have there, like, some pictures of, like, you know, people. Like, there's one with, like, somebody with, like, a, you know, like, the bill on Capitol Hill thing?
Yeah.
Like, somebody with one of those.
Okay.
I wanted to make sure that it still had that, like, those, like, cool little touches, and it still had some flavor to it, and it wasn't all just, like, monotonous, monochromatic stuff.
Yeah.
So that's hard.
Yeah.
Because you can't just copy and paste fields over. You have to, like, copy and paste in a way that's aesthetically pleasing and functional.
And functional.
Yeah.
Of course. So different things took different amounts of time.
Yeah. And not to mention the organizing of the bureaucracy behind it.
Okay.
See, Old Olieville, like, you would click onto, like, the Political Awareness Committee or Senate or whatever. And it would take you to, like, almost an entirely new domain. And this is, like, a small thing, except you learn pretty quickly that it's not a small thing. If you normally, if you click the logo on a website, it takes you to the homepage, right? Well, in those pages, it would take you back to the homepage of that organization. So if you click into Senate and then you click Senate, it won't take you back to the Olieville official homepage. Say you want to go from Senate to, like, you know, Borscht or something. You can't do that unless you go to your URL bar and type in Olieville again.
Huh.
And that seems like a pretty silly design choice.
Yeah.
So one thing I wanted to do is just have it so everything was at the top. You can navigate using just a little bar, and there's a menu, and, like, if you wanted to go back to the homepage, you just click the logo, and it takes you there. So, yeah. You know, organizing it, making it look pretty, keeping all the cute, like, touches each of the orgs had added over the years, was a very long, creative process that, like, I have never done anything more involved for work study here.
Yeah.
Than that, but it's been a really cool project.
Yeah. So. I'm curious. I think we sort of both agree that it's an improvement, a pretty large improvement. I'm curious if you think the project has been successful, or if there's other areas that you want to continue expanding on Olieville going into the future.
I think for the most part it's been successful because. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, okay, let's think about that. So if we take it from the basis of nuking Olieville and then building something functional out of the ashes, yes, I think it's been successful. Because Old Olieville was a mess. I've already said this verbatim. Yeah. It was a mess.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. and by just rehosting it and giving it a new feel to it and organizing it so that you could get from point A to point B on anywhere on the website, very, very easily, and it all looks, like, swooshy and pretty and, like, has bright, interesting, easily readable colors.
Mm-hmm.
I think it did a pretty good job.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. I stated earlier that SGA has a desire to unify with the student body. Mm-hmm. SGA, we are elected positions. I mean, I am not. I am appointed. Mm-hmm. I am nepotistically, I'm kidding. But people like the ADC coordinator, the Borscht coordinator, the VN coordinator, I mean, these people are elected student people.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just feel as though they don't really have a connection with SGA, as cliche a term that might be.
Yeah.
You know, it's like people don't understand what's going on in Senate. People don't understand, like, the voting power of individual members. And you have to ask yourself, like, what could a new website do to rectify that?
Yeah.
I wanted it to be so that if Olieville is more tangible, if Olieville is more accessible and readable, and people understood what they were looking at when they looked at it, if people I didn't want people to click into a page only to find blank text. Or maybe a big white page with, like, a 12-point font error message at, like, a weird crooked angle at the bottom. That looks weird.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks a little, I don't know, like, tacky, right? Not to rip on whoever designed the old Olleyville, because I think that's just a result of, like, it being kind of old. But mm-hmm. it was successful in the sense that it looks good. But yeah. Is it successful in it being able to somehow mend whatever divide might exist between the student body and the government that represents it? I do not know.
Yeah.
I don't know what steps I could take on my end that would ever completely help that process.
Yeah.
And I would hope that by making it tangible and understandable, that people understand the body that website is advertising.
Yeah.
And so, because I understand this is an important part of SGA, that we want to do our best to, like, meet the needs of the student body, I understand that this website still has some places to go. I'll have to, you know, I have to keep it fresh and updated and running for whatever goals are needed. So, as of now, that's elections and making mm-hmm. sure that people who want to apply can apply, which, by the way, apply for elections. If you're thinking about it, do it. And I also need to make it so that in the future it doesn't fall into the same fate as the old website, because the old website over time became, I've used this word before, but decrepit.
Mm-hmm.
It became like bloated over all the information that had been added over the years, and you know, new CTOs and new Olli development teams could be appointed and enter the arena where they could edit that webpage. But they didn't understand the goals and the design choices of the year before them. We see this as a trend throughout SGA. Like, there are pushes now to have some kind of archival system for the works of Senate and SGA members, that we have some kind of tangible source of which we can track and document our changes and edits over time. And this also has to apply to Olleyville. I need to make sure, as CTO, that I prepare whoever comes after me to do a good job as well. Like, to take the page that I've made, not necessarily, like, you know, keep all the design choices I made, because if they want to do that, if they want to change it, they can. At that point, it's theirs. But at least so that they understand the tool they're using.
Yeah.
That they understand what it's meant for, and they understand the organizational decisions that have been made that they should maybe follow.
Future-proofing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. Earlier in the conversation, you said that you have had very little experience with web page design
mm-hmm.
going into this. Do you think you've learned a lot?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. God, there's so much to be considered about, like, front-end web page design that I don't usually consider at all. So the CS major deals mostly with back-end stuff, and that refers to stuff that computes in the back-end. I'm trying to think of another term. It's like the programs you would write in the CS major ask questions of being able to compute some fancy number after some weird computation, or, like, you know, having processes communicate with each other in very difficult ways, which I'm taking a class on this, and that's why I say it's difficult, because it is. But all the CS major, or most of the CS major, deals a lot with calculations in the back end. It's not a whole lot of stuff of displaying that information. There's units in some of the classes that do that, but there's mostly a focus on, you know, algorithmic efficiency, making sure that if you're processing a whole bunch of data, that you can use interesting math and like tricks up your sleeve to chop up that data and disperse it and make the calculation much quicker.
Yeah.
It's not about front-end design. So I have a lot of experience in Python and C++, and even Fortran because of an internship I did over the summer. That's an old language, but I've learned that web page design isn't as straightforward as I initially thought. Like, I thought that because I use the internet often, I'd know just kind of what are good design choices and what aren't. But when it comes down to it, it's a lot of feverish, like, making a tiny edit, saving it, publishing it, looking at the live version, noticing you didn't capitalize an S somewhere, going back to the editor, making a tiny edit, change, all so on and so forth. And it's a lot, and I've used the word creative in the past few minutes because it's I feel like creative in a different realm than, you know, typical software engineering. It's like, it's great for people who have a knack for colors and graphics and, you know, even art. I'm not trying to like call myself a Picasso or anything, but like, I can say that it would definitely come easier to somebody who already has like a good eye for nice, pretty design.
Yeah.
I've learned how you can make an interactable, clickable thing pretty to look at, especially in the wake of something that isn't. I've even learned a little bit about like hosting and all that, because I needed to work with IT and some people at Wix to get the website up and running, and that was a little bit painful, but I've learned quite a bit through this process, and I've learned like some aspects of what what some people might call technology that I wasn't usually very well acquainted with in past years.
Augustine, thank you for taking the time to sit down with me.
Totally.
Yeah, and chat about your experience with the Olivelle website. Yeah. Elections are open.
They are open.
The new Olivelle website
is
up.
The new Olivelle.
The old one was up. The new one is up.
The new one is up. And also, there's a petition you can sign. It's all in Olivelle to get a week without homework. So please sign that. It's on the homepage. There's a fancy button you can press. Please press that button.
Yeah. Go to Olivelle, www.olivelle.com. Go to Olivelle, check it out. And also just, you know, scroll around, explore scroll a little around. Bit.
Shoot some feedback my way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Augustine, thanks. My name is Jacob Miranda. You've been listening to Headlines from the Hill. Have a good rest of your day.
Yeah.